Well, hey, everybody. On this week's show, we have Disney news from Hong Kong, Summer Carnival, Disney style at Disney Springs, Disneyland After Dark, Star Wars events, headline news, meetups, and so much more, all on this week's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Very glad that you are here. We've got a lot of news, a lot of crazy stuff going on this week. Yeah. How's your blood pressure, buddy?
I think the show's going to go long because I also, we should maybe stay a little bit extra and...
Yeah,
we can have a little chit-chat
everybody. We could chit-chat.
Yeah, so if you're willing to stay past the news, we'll stay and chit-chat with everybody.
We'll chit-chat because we're doing a live. We do a live show every Monday night that we do a recording, which is pretty much every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time, Eastern Daylight Time, Florida time now, apparently.
Right.
So we have that, and a lot of times, like if we don't have an interview, which we don't have tonight, we keep the lines open for chat. So if you're in the chat room right now, get your questions ready, and we'll try to get to them as soon as we can. So what cool Disney stuff to do this weekend?
Well, let's see. Wednesday, I was at the California Grill. The CA Grill.
Mm-hmm.
I had dinner with a college friend of mine that I see every other year. Now he's a DVC owner. I will tell you, that restaurant at 7:30 was completely full. There was not an empty seat to be found in that restaurant. None at the bar, none in the lounge area, and none in the restaurant.
Wow.
Full up. Here's the thing I don't get. There are like four seats in front of the sushi making people.
You mentioned that.
And nobody ever sits there. They have
sushi.
Knives, forks, plate, napkin, but I've never seen anybody sitting there.
Those are Mr. Iger's seats. So no one sits there but Mr. Iger.
If somebody could tell me how I can get that seat, I may have to ask one of the managers, Michael. How do I sit here?
I don't know.
Maybe they consider that a chef's table. I don't know.
Maybe. You probably have to pay extra for that.
So it was good. It was a little windy, so we didn't go out for the fireworks. Kind of just watched them from the restaurant inside. And then last night, Sunday night, I was at my favorite place on planet Earth.
That would be Ravello?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I gave you the clean version.
If you've never been there, you have to go there.
You're just now picking that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've never listened to the show, you've never heard anything about Ravello, trust me, you got to go.
Yeah. Listen, if you can escape under nominal conditions with just some pizza. You can sit at the bar.
But you're not going to want to. You're gonna want some pasta that melts on your face. I mean, come on. Pasta that melts on your tongue.
Yeah.
I mean, really, seriously, God, you're gonna want.
All right, so maybe some meatballs and pasta.
Oh my God, the meatballs.
Pizza. Yeah.
Oh, Chef Fabrizio. I'm not that way, but if I was, he and I would be on speaking terms.
Yeah. So they got a new spring menu coming out. It's probably not gonna happen until after spring break, but they'll have a new spring menu out. Probably be spring and summer. So stay tuned for that.
Excellent. Yeah. Anything else?
No. What did you do?
You know what I did? I did nothing Disney. That's not true. I watched Pinocchio on Saturday.
Oh.
We were cleaning the house and stuff, and I think we had the TV on Freeform. And we were watching, I can't remember what started it, but then Pinocchio came on, and we're like, oh, we're going to watch Pinocchio.
Mm.
That's about it.
Wow. Was it good?
Busy weekend. It was sad, but it ended well. I'm a real boy.
I watched I, Tonya. I don't think that was a Disney movie, though.
Yeah, no. That's about it. That's about it. I didn't do anything. I'm a horrible Disney person. I didn't do very much this weekend. Wanted to. We had some plans, but we really just ran errands. We've been so busy. Sid's been so busy at work, and I've been busy. It just when we get like a day, Saturday is really our only day to be together for a full 24 hours. So we're pretty stingy. We had friends that were in.
Oh, that's right.
We couldn't break away. And Saturday, we were keeping close because she was thinking that she was going to get called in.
You should have went far away and said, "Well, now I can. I'm all the way over in Tampa."
Doesn't work that way, unfortunately. It doesn't work for me. That way. I felt horrible because I really want to see it's our buddy Dominic.
Mm.
Dominic Baizano. So we missed him. But other than that, that's it. So that's all of our weekend stuff. I guess we just need to get into
the news.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Yeah.
Hong Kong Disneyland Resort debuts the Carnival of Stars, extended season program that spans spring and summer.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Hong Kong Disneyland Resort has launched its first ever Carnival of Stars, bringing on a rich lineup of excitement throughout the spring and summer. The extended season starts with springtime celebrations that will last until June 20th, with a host of beloved Disney friends filling every day and night with Disney magic. A brand new spectacular offering includes the We Love Mickey projection show, the African-style Karabuni Marketplace, and the Atmosphere stage show Moana, a homecoming celebration. Ensure guests enjoy an extraordinary Disney Carnival starting from the new season of the year. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
There's a lot of interesting things happening in our parks overseas these days.
There's a lot of things happening in a lot of places, except Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Well,
they're keeping the purse strings tight here.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. But, you know, as soon as parking kicks in on the 21st
Maybe we'll get something. Maybe we'll get a parade.
Well, you know.
Hey, we can afford that parade now.
Oh, my God. I can just see the video. Hi, everybody. My name is Robert Iger. No, we haven't come from Bob. My name is Robert Iger. I'm the chairman and CEO of Walt Disney Company. The reason that we've increased the parking for the resort guests is because we want to bring you the best in entertainment.
Right.
Sure. I could have taken a couple hundred million dollar less bonus last year, but I wanted to pass that along to you. So come to Walt Disney World. Come often and make sure you drive. Because we all want paint the night for the West or East Coast.
Oh, gosh.
Somebody at Disney is like, call up those guys. Have a hit crew.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go home tonight and I'm going to hear.
You think you're funny, Mr. Donahue?
No! Anyway.
All right, so Disney is going to give you a place to leave some of your money and arrive in style.
Hey!
They got a new place opening up. It's called Disney Style. So this May, a new shop called Disney Style will join Disney Springs over on the west side. I believe this is going in the old Harley Davidson store.
Really?
Yes.
Well, yeah. We knew it had to be something.
Right. As the destination for fresh and stylish apparel and accessories inspired by beloved attractions at Disney parks and timeless Disney characters.
Okay.
Products that will be found at Disney Style opening at Disney Springs in May of 2018. The products that will be found...
I know where that came from.
So there'll be modern Disney fashionistas. Will find curated assortments of fashion-forward products at Disney Style. From sprint jerseys with nods to Disney princesses to playful headwear with a Disney twist, guests can easily create stylish outfits perfect for visiting Disney parks by mixing and matching fun shirts with accessories such as handbags, headbands, hats, socks, and more. So I don't think this will be
it's not a
men's
guy's
store. Yeah.
No, we're basically getting
the relics?
No, what's the place? Trendy. It's Trendy West Side.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. This location will be found adjacent to Star Wars Galactic Outpost, like we said down there. Disney Style will complement an already stellar lineup of Disney-themed merchandise locations at Disney Springs. I wouldn't really
for
call
women.
It,
excuse me. That came out.
I wouldn't really call it stellar.
Yeah.
Intriguing, maybe. Stellar, no.
We talked about this when they closed that location.
We talk about this every time they close a location.
The one thing that both you and I agreed that we didn't want there was, and not that we're being sexist, another shop for women.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of those.
Yeah.
You know, they have unisex stores, sure.
Right.
But they've got Tommy Bahama.
Yeah, but half of Tommy Bahama's for women anyway. But there's no guy-centric Disney wear.
Yeah. If somebody at Disney who knows anything about merchandise can run a report and tell me Disney women's fashion SKUs versus Disney men's fashion SKUs,
right.
I would think the percentage is like 80% women and 5% men, and then maybe a little sliver of kids in there.
Robin in the chat room, the future's female. Yeah, yeah. We know. Yeah.
But you want, do you want all the men naked?
Yeah. Nobody wants that.
Because without my Disney shirts, there's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. No comment.
So. Ugh. All right. This weekend, this Saturday, is our meetup at Pool Bar and Grill at the Four Seasons.
Yay, yay.
If you are coming by Wednesday, send me an email to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com for headcount. If you don't tell us by Wednesday, you may not get a seat and you may not get some smoked coffee.
Unless you've already let us know on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. The people already, on Facebook have already reached out to. Those people do not. Anybody else that is thinking about coming who's not RSVP'd or not moved your switch into the going column,
right.
Then please tell us by Wednesday so we get a good final head count. Then on April 21st, we are going to The Void over at Disney Springs, which is the virtual reality experience. We're going to meet at 2. Then we're going to, John and I are going to, I don't know, battle some galactic heroes at like 3-ish.
There's a theme.
So if you want to join us, you can go to thevoid.com and get your own ticket. It's $29.95. And, you know, maybe we could do battle together or against each other.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. I don't know who else is going, but so just to be clear, we had said this last week, you have to get your own ticket for The Void at thevoid.com or whatever they're calling that.
If you want to do that.
Yes. We're not doing tickets. We're literally just hanging out and meeting. Yeah. We'll probably go hang out somewhere, but we're just meeting up at 2, and then we're going to go hang out somewhere. Yeah. So that's the dealio.
Yeah. I've heard it's very in-your-face reality. Yeah.
Yeah, VR.
Yeah, it's Oculus Rift at over 60 frames a second.
I'm going to kill me some stormtroopers.
Yeah, I mean, visually, we see it's 60, and it's over that, so...
Right.
It's pretty in-your-face stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah. Last but not least, May 26th, we are going to the Baseline Tap House. We'll meet up there around 7 p.m. And as long as the schedule kind of stays the same, the Star Wars Galactic Spectacular is around 9. So we can meet up for about an hour and a half or so and then maybe kind of make our way over to maybe catch the fireworks show.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Number. Anything else?
New.
Sweet Disneyland After Dark event series continues May 3rd with, well, it has to be Star Wars because May 4th.
I would think so.
Get ready to ring in May the 4th at Star Wars Night, the second After Hours event at the new Disneyland After Dark series. On the evening of May 3rd, guests at this celebration of all things from the galaxy far, far away will be the first to experience the new March of the First Order. New to them, or is it new to them, or is it the same thing we've been having here?
I think it's the same thing we've been having.
You can also meet Rey at the Star Wars Launch Bay and to celebrate the return of Hyperspace Mountain. Come dressed as your favorite Star Wars attire for this one-night-only event, but don't wear a mask. That's against the rules.
Oh, yeah.
This event will feature exclusive after-hours access to Disneyland Park with mix-in access beginning at 6 p.m., meaning the park will close, what, 7? But you can get in at 6 with this ticket.
Yep.
Special entertainment, including character encounters, themed decor and immersive Star Wars-themed photo opportunities, commemorative lanyard, event credential, and complimentary photo pass photos during the event, which is worth its weight in gold right there.
Yeah.
First opportunity to purchase limited May the 4th merchandise, because you got to buy stuff. And a limited quantity of tickets will be available. So be sure to visit Disneyland.com for pricing and details. Mark these dates on your calendar. March 27th, tickets on sale for the Disneyland Resort annual pass holders. March 29th, tickets go on sale for the general public. So if you're a Disneyland pass holder, get on the stick on the 27th and get your tickets. Get ready to jump into hyperspace with Star Wars Night, part of Disneyland After Dark, only on May 3rd. Plus, stay tuned for additional event updates, including elements from Solo, a Star Wars story, bombing in theaters May 25th. I mean, coming to theaters.
I always want to say, like, Red Solo. Red Solo Cup.
Yeah.
Star Wars story.
This movie, I think, is going to
Everybody's talking about tanking.
Yeah, everybody's talking about how bad it's going to be. What do you guys think in the chat room?
Yeah.
No, you did not miss the parking talk. We haven't talked about it yet.
Parking?
It's coming.
I'm parked.
Yeah, they're talking about the parking. Everyone wants to talk about the parking.
Yeah, we'll do that later.
We're teasing you with it. It's going to. It's just like when you watch WWE. You leave the main event at the last second of the show. That's how it works.
Yep. Hey, so last week we had a trivia question. What is the name of the Blizzard Beach mascot at Walt Disney World?
Mr. Snowgato.
No. How about Ice Gator?
Nope. That's not it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
That's it. Ice Gator.
What a horrible name.
Yeah. So Dave is the winner, and Dave, since you sent your email and your address, it will be in the mail.
Do you know the Ice Gator theme song?
No.
Ice Gator.
Oh, gosh.
Dun, 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 dun. Ice Gator.
All right, I think this might be a tough question, but it's probably Googleable, if that's a word. How did Walt's brother Roy, not Roy E, but
Walt's
brother
Roy O,
right, propose to his wife Edna?
Poorly. Nervously.
It's a very interesting answer. Yeah, so if you know the answer, send that to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com.
I found out the answer to this question by listening to one of Walt's stories.
Oh, really?
One of the books. And I was listening to it on audio. I literally almost wrecked the car.
Yeah. Like, what?
He did what?
Yeah. If you get a chance to listen to today's podcast, it's the executive director of the Disney Family Museum.
Yeah.
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 And I think we have to go there.
Yep.
Okay.
You want me to do this?
Yeah,
all right,
sure.
Everybody. If you love the show, if you appreciate what we do here and you want to help us keep the show on the air and free, primarily, visit patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. We want to encourage you guys to sign up for that because not only do you get some great rewards for whatever tier that you sign up for, but you also get ad-free shows. And who doesn't love ad-free content? Plus, we also do exclusive content just for you guys. And then every Monday night, before we do the live show, we do a show just for our Patreons. So at 7 p.m., we do a show in our private Facebook group that you also get access to. So you get private Facebook group. You guys can hang out and chat and do all sorts of fun stuff there. Plus, we do a live show every Monday night, plus all the extra benefits. Why wouldn't you sign up to be a Disney Parks Podcast Patreon? So go to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast, and you can be one of the cool kids like our good friends James, Christy, Grant, Ernie, Stacy, David, Jennifer, Ross, Ron, Jeremy, Willie, Michael, Cassandra, Katie, Eva, and other Katie.
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
That's a lot of Katie's.
That's a lot of K. What's so crazy about? What's so maybe about? What's so maybe about? Kay, you don't listen to Bare Naked Ladies, do you?
Right. Hell no.
He's got to listen to more Bare Naked Ladies.
No. Okay, Easter's right around the corner. Ding, ding.
Yep.
Spring is right around the corner. It's tomorrow, yep. And it's going to snow in most
bunny,
of the
bunny tails. Yeah. Bunny tails are in the air.
So special character greetings. Hop to the Magic Kingdom. Have you been to the Magic Kingdom for Easter?
No. Yes, I have. Not on Easter.
Oh, no.
Because I was always working. But I've been there around the Easter holidays. I've seen Mr. and Mrs. Bunny.
No, but you haven't seen like the whole Easter parade?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I work on Sundays.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I always work on Sundays.
Yeah. If you are in the Magic Kingdom or in the area, I highly suggest that you do. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole big Easter parade and all the ladies with the umbrellas are in different colors. Mm. It's quite fun to see.
Nice.
I think that's it. Anything else we have to chat about?
No, I don't think so. We want to make sure that everybody visits us at, you know, if you're watching live on Facebook, you can watch us Monday nights at 8 p.m. Live for free. You can also find us at DisneyParksPodcast.com. You can find us at Disney Podcaster on Twitter. You can find us at Disney Parks Podcast on Instagram and on YouTube. Check us all out. Check our social links out. You can also find us at Patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast.
Sounds good. And as we like to say right here,
we'll
see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. Upon the star, you're